Matthew chapter number 4. Amen. If you have your Bible, I'm going to begin at verse 1. The Bible says, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him," you know who that is? The devil, amen. Old Satan, Slewfoot, the deceiver of men, the accuser of the brethren. "And when the tempter came to him, he said, 'If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread.' But he answered, said, 'It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.' Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple and saith unto him, 'If thou be the Son of God.'" Now I want you to notice the devil has done questioned his deity twice. Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, devil should have never done that." I wonder how many times we do that. Amen. I wonder how many times we question the deity of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Is he our Lord and Savior? Is he not? Amen. That's where the rubber meets the road, whether we choose him, because he's already chose us. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, "And saith unto him, 'If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone.' And Jesus said unto him, 'It is written again, that thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.' Again the devil taketh him up into the exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, 'All these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me.' Then said Jesus unto him, 'Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.' Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him." I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought. Every word. Have you ever thought about that? Every word. Now, the Word of God is an important, it's an important book, because it is given by God. And every word in this is important. And that's why it tears my heart out of frame when we see some of these perversions and they say, "Oh, they're just as good as our King James Bible." I want to say they're not either, because they leave out words. Amen? Yeah. You hear what I said? They leave out words. Sometimes they leave out whole sentences. Sometimes they leave out whole verses. Amen. Maybe put them in a footnote, a note in a footnote. I want to say, praise God, God's Word is real. Praise God, it's precious, and it needs to be preserved. It is preserved. Amen. But as we look at this and we consider the Bible and we speak on and we think about every word, we think about Jesus' view of the Bible. Have you ever thought about what Jesus thought about the Bible? I mean, this blessed old book that we hold in our hand, what did Jesus think about it? He held it as dear. Amen. It was plenary inspired of God. In other words, it was absolute. The Lord Jesus Christ taught himself that there was nothing missing. There was nothing that needed to be added to, praise God. Because in the volume of the book, it's written. Amen. I'm glad of that tonight, ain't you? But we see the Lord here tonight as he begins to, as the devil begins to take him out. And I tell you, the devil is, well, he'd like to take us out. Amen. In more ways than one. Amen. He'd like to get us out of the way, but he'd just as soon take us out. Amen. Take us out, take away our witness, take away our testimony. But the Bible says that Jesus, when he was tempted of the devil, you know, the devil is a great tempter tonight. Amen? And if we'll give heed to him, he'll take us in the wrong direction. But I'm glad, praise God, that we have a God and we have a Word. Amen? And every word is to guide and lead us and take us in the right direction, so that we wouldn't be taken astray. And the Bible says that when he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. You come to a point and they say after 40 days you begin to be in need. You can go without food for about 40 days. You got to have water. If without water, you die. Amen? Water will sustain you for 40 days. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad that God typifies his Word as water. Amen. Because water will get you, will take you, praise God, further than the flesh can. Further than food can. Further than the nourishment of this world can. Amen. But say, when the tempter came to him and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God. Again, he was denying and questioning the deity of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, command these stones, me be bread. But Jesus, he had an answer for him. Have you ever thought about Jesus? He always had an answer for every one of them. He had an answer for the devil. He had an answer for the Pharisee. He had an answer for the rulers of the synagogue. He had an answer for you, and he's got an answer for me. Amen. The Lord's always got an answer. He says, it is written. Amen. Praise God. A man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So what we see here, the Bible tells us, and the Lord is quoting this from the Old Testament. If you want to look back, he's quoting out of, I'll read it to you, out of Deuteronomy chapter 8. Amen. And he's quoting out of verse 3. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. What does that tell us tonight? It tells us if we want to have life and life in abundance, we have to put our faith on the word of life. We have to put our faith on the word of the Lord. That's why we're struggling so much in today, man. We don't believe God can. I said, we don't believe God can. Amen. But I want to say God can tonight if we'll trust in Him. Amen. He's absolutely sufficient for every need. So we see the Lord, and He quoted it, and He's speaking about every word being important. Amen. The Bible teaches us that. It teaches that the Bible is breathed out of God. In 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse 16, that all Scripture. Now what does that mean? That means all of it. What does all mean? All means all. Amen. It says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, biblical teaching. It's for reproof, amen, to show error and convict. Amen. For correction, in other words, to correct us, for instructions, proper training in righteousness. That's right. Give us right living. Amen. So it sounds to me that the Bible is the perfect thing we need. All Scripture is to get us, to help us in every essence of our lives, to take us in the way God would have us go. That man, verse 17, that the man of God, a man, woman, boy, or girl, may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good work. In other words, we should be mature and sufficient, amen, thoroughly or fully equipped to do the things that God would have us to do. Amen. Have us to be. Unto all good works. So he said the word of God will help us to be adequate, amen, children of God. What are children of God supposed to do? We're supposed to claim the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. I think we've been kind of slacking on that. Amen? God, listen, Junkie, God don't save us and leave us here to fill 18 inches in a pew. God saves us, leaves us, puts us in a good Bible-believing church, amen, so we can worship against the Spirit of truth when we get our cart loaded up so we can take it out here in the world, highways and the hedges, and compel them to come in. He said, what happened? We begin to tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Shep, tell it everywhere we go. He said, well, some people won't want to hear it. Yeah, but some will. Some will hear and be saved. And the whole object of our faith, praise God, is to tell them about the Lord. Now, the Lord tells them here that every word, he said, believe every word, because he said, that's what sustains man. He said, that's where the life is. Amen. In the Word of God. So we have to believe on Lord Jesus Christ. We have to trust in the word that he gives us because it is our substance that we need. So we see the Lord in the first temptation that takes him back to the written word. Every word should be established. In the second temptation, he's enticed and the devil takes him up, verses 5 through 7, and takes him up to the highest pinnacle of the temple and he tells him to throw himself off. You know, that's what the devil would like for me and you to do. Amen. He'd like you to go up the highest mountain you can find, just jump off. If you're going to tell the truth, if you're going to brag on Jesus, if you're going to be a witness for Christ, the devil would like to kill you. He don't want you hanging around. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, praise God, he can't because God won't let him. Amen. Praise God. He may give us a fit. He may wear us out, but praise God, he can't touch our soul. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I tell you what, young, if I wasn't a child of God, I'd get in today because we need somebody to help us, watch over us, keep us safe. World's a wicked place. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Amen. But he tells him here, he said, hey, listen, the devil take him up to a holy city and set him upon the pinnacle of the temple, the highest point, and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, there's that if and again. I mean, there ain't no if about Jesus, praise God, he is. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, cast thyself down, for it is written. Now watch this. He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. Amen. What he's doing, he says, throw yourself down. And he gives him, the Satan gives him the word of God with omissions. You say, what do you mean? I mean, he leaves things out. See, that's what the devil does. He'll give you a half-truth, but he'll never tell you the truth. Amen. He'll give you enough truth to make you feel warm and fuzzy about yourself and your rebellion against God, but he won't give you enough truth, praise God, to help you make it right. He never will. He can't because he just don't have that nature. Amen. But he said, hey, listen, said he, to claim the promise, amen, he said that the angels would guard him. Now, he's taking that out of Psalms chapter 91. Psalms chapter 91, verse 11. The Bible says this, for he shall give his angels charge over thee. Amen. You say, well, that sounds like what the devil said. He did say that. But he left out the last part of that verse. Amen. He left out the last part that says this, to keep thee in all thy ways. Amen. He says, as you're walking along as a child of God, amen, he said, the devil's there, praise God. He said, what he's wanting us to do, he's misrepresenting, praise God, the rest of the promise and the promise we have from God because God says that he'll keep you in your righteous journey. He'll keep you as you press on for him, praise God. He'll keep you against the wiles of the devil. He'll be there for you, but the devil leaves that part out. He admits it, praise God, that our righteous walk is the least that we can do for God. Ain't it funny how the devil would omit that part? How he could leave that part out. Amen? Praise God. Now the devil, he said he'll keep you while you're on your righteous work, on your journey, praise God, heading towards yonder. Amen? But he's not telling nobody. He'll never tell you, praise God, to take a needless risk. Amen? I tell you what, these folks get up here in West Virginia and places and they handle these poisonous snakes. God ain't within 100 miles of that. Well, you say, well, preacher, they got a lot of faith. Amen. No, they got a lot of stupidity. Amen. Bible said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Amen. And now, when somebody tells me, Luke, hey, somebody tells me, if I come up here and I say, Luke, here's a poison snake. Rex, here's a poison snake. Amen. He said, get away from me, preacher. Luke is going to take it. Amen. He's young to trust. Amen. He said, it's a poison snake. Praise God, I don't want no part of it. That's just like it's the things this world, praise God, to preserve it, amen. He said to persevere over this stuff, praise God. He said we're not supposed to take needless risk. Amen. God never promised he'd help us and bring us to when we take needless risk. We're supposed to be safe. Try to be. Amen. Now most of us men aren't. We get on there and do things, you know, we shouldn't do and get in situations that we shouldn't get in to begin with. And most of the time, it's just because we lack patience to wait on some help. But praise God, he's the God of heaven, said that we don't need to, what the Lord is telling him here. He said, listen, he said, devil, you didn't complete that sentence. You didn't complete that verse. He said, hey, listen, it's about God Almighty and his touch on human beings. He said, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways, and he shall bear thee up, verse 12, in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. He said, praise God, if you get in circumstances that you need help from God, amen. He said he'd be there to help you. Amen. But he said we don't need to put ourselves in needless positions, haphazard positions, just because we can. Amen. We're not supposed to tempt the Lord thy God. Amen. So he said that what the Lord, the devil's proposing, he said you can have the promise, amen, all by yourself. I want to say, praise God, you can't have the promise of God without God. Amen. Common sense. Little youngin can understand that the promise ain't there without God. So we see that Lord Jesus Christ, amen, to bank on part of the verse, he said it's not supposed to be. Amen. He said that would be to tempt God. He said, but we have to put our faith in the whole volume of the book. Amen. That's why he said a little here and a little there, praise God, and you put it all together, it makes a whole. Amen. You can't take just one verse. I've told you before, you take one verse and make it say anything you want to. Paul said that we let her drive. Two or three verses later, he said, all hope was lost that we should be saved. And they said, you know what? They take that and say, well, you know what? Women ain't supposed to be driving. You can make it say anything you want to. Amen. Praise God. Old fella got up one morning. He said, well, I'm just going to see what God's got for him today. He opened his Bible, thumbed through, throwed his finger down there. And he said, Judas went out and hung himself. He said, oh my goodness, so that ain't a very good verse for today. And so he said, I'll try me another. And so he flipped over through there a little bit, shut his eyes, throwed his fingers out. And he said, whatever thou doest, do quickly. Amen. Praise God. We better take the whole volume of the book. Praise God. Realize that God's speaking to us. He's trying to show us what he'd have us have. Amen. Praise God. Because we know the Bible is the Word of God. It's truth. Absolutely. And we can take the truth as a whole, praise God, for God's glory. Amen. We have to ask ourselves the question, is the Bible, this blessed old book, this blessed old King James Bible, is it the inerrant, infallible Word of God? Amen. It is. It's the inerrant, infallible Word of God. So Christ, in the response to the devil attack, that's what he uses. Amen. In Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. The Bible says in verse 4, he said, but he answered and said, Jesus, it is written. Amen. Where did he find his answer? In the book. Amen. In verse 5, Jesus said unto him, it is written again. Amen. He took him back to the Bible. Amen. Verse 10, he said, then Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written. Amen. Where do we find our answers at? Where did Jesus find his answers at? From the book. Amen. From the Word of God. That's where Jesus got his answers. So that where else could we get ours? Other than from the book. Amen. Praise God. Every word of God, every word that he replied, he said, it come from the book. Amen. He's trusting the Father's Word. Amen. So it's a written response, amen, that God gives us in his Word. You know, why didn't he say, well, you know, it's about the witnesses. The witnesses that seen it, the witnesses that told the story. No, it's about what's written in the volume of the book. Jesus said it's not about the witness, it's not about the stories it's told. He said it's about the written Word of God. Amen. Somebody might tell a story, but somebody, Brother Junior, might tell it wrong the next time. Have you ever heard people tell a story? And they get to telling this story and they tell it to somebody else and somebody else tells somebody else and somebody else tells it to somebody else. And by the time it gets around the room, goes through 10 or 12 people, it ain't even the same story. Everybody wants to put their own little add to it, their own little twist. Amen. Make it just a little more exciting. Amen. Make you pull up just a little closer to the head you see. But by the time it gets back around to the person who told it, it ain't nothing near like what they just told them a while ago. Amen. But it's not the witness, praise God, it's the written Word of God that makes a difference. Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7, he said, in the volume of the book, it is written of who? Of me. Amen. Praise God. In the volume of the book, it's written of Him. Amen. It's the writings of God. It's that infallible Word of God. Every word is important in the Word of God. Amen. Because it's not, hey listen, it's not just a personal revelation of what we have of God. A personal revealing to me or to you the things of God. Even though it is a personal revealing, it's not only a personal revealing. Amen. Amen. It's more than that. It's bigger than that. It could be. It is a personal revealing. I'm not belittling that in any way because it is. Every time we read this book, it's personal. Amen. It's personal. It's a revealing of God. But it's not only that. Amen. It's that proposition that God gives us through His Word. Amen. A propositional, if you would, revelation. Amen. Something to look at. Something to consider. Did you realize every time you pick up this blessed old King James Bible, praise God, He's giving you something to consider in your heart. He's giving you something to think about. So it's more than just a personal revelation, but He's giving you a propositional revelation, amen, that gives us something, gives us an ideal, gives us something that we can hold on to, praise God, a word for word, a message from God. Amen. It makes all the difference. He shows us where we're at. And it tells us what we need. And He tells us who can meet that need. Word for word. Lines us up. Shows us where He's at. Gives us an idea of what sin is. Amen? The psalmist said in Psalms 119:11, he said, Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against Thee. You know why he said that? Because he said we might sin against God. But because of every word that God gives us, amen, it's important so that we don't sin against God. Amen? We've been going through the CEF class, the Children's Evangelistic Fellowship, last week and this week. And boy, it's blessed my heart. I'll just tell you, it's helped me. To look at that sin. I believe everybody's been, Brother Rex, Miss Tara, I believe everybody that's been there, it's helped us. Amen? Because it takes it down to it gets us thinking on a little bitty kid's level. Ain't that right, Brother Rex? It brings it right down to where we live, on the bottom shelf where we ever want to see it and get to it. Amen? When we think about what we do and how we break the heart of God. Amen? And we all do it. But when we realize, amen, what we take home with us is the Word of God. Every word makes a difference if we hide it in our heart. That we don't sin against God. What did we say sin was? Amen? Anything you say, anything you do, anything that breaks the rules of God and makes Him sad. Amen? That's right down on little kids' level. Anything we think, anything we say. But you know, I got to thinking about this last week. I said, anything I think, Jeff Massey. Anything I say, Jeff Massey. Anything that I do, Jeff Massey. Anything that I do that breaks the rules of God, the laws of God, Jeff Massey. Anything you do, Jeff Massey, that makes God sad. And boy, I tell you what, it broke my heart. I had to get on my face. Amen. You say, well, that's just little children's terms. We need that. Amen. Anything we think, anything we say, anything we do that'll break God's rules and make Him sad. Amen. Amen. Every word is important. Every word matters. Amen. That's the definition of sin. That's what sin is. God says, I don't want you to be in sin. Amen. Why, you know what God's saying? I got to think about it. Brother Bill, God's saying, you know what? I want to be happy. I want to have a smile on my face. I want to rejoice over my children. You think about this tonight, youngins, and I'm going to quit. Will you think about this? How many of us have got little old youngins that's broke our hearts? Amen. They've broke our hearts. Amen. But did you realize tonight that's what we're doing to our God? We're breaking His heart. Amen. Because we're not taking every word of God and taking it seriously. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I get up on Sunday mornings, I feel like I can come to church. And then Sunday night, sometimes I'll dark the doors. And Wednesday nights, I come when I can. And, you know, I'm a, praise God, bless the Lord, that's good. He said, fail not to assemble ourselves together, because, Mr. Lord, even so tomorrow, we see the day approaching. We better be hitting the doors, praise God, praising God, getting in. Amen. One day the door may be closed. Amen. One day the door may be closed, we can't get in no more. Amen. You say, preacher, that never happened. It did in Matthew 11. What the Bible says? That they come, those virgins that weren't wise. Amen. They come with no oil in their lamp. They had to go by, see if what they could find. Amen. At the last hour. Amen. At the midnight hour. And while they come, while they was out looking for the goods, the bridegroom came and took away those that was ready. Amen. I tell you what, we better be ready. Because He's coming. He's at the door. He's getting ready to knock and come in. He'll open the door, take us into Himself, sup with Him and Him with us. So we need to be ready. You say, preacher, how do we get ready? By taking every word of God. He said, because it is written, and it's written for our benefit, that we could take His word, praise God, apply it to our hearts, and we might not sin against God. Amen. He said, if we come just like little children, just as simply as little children, come before God. Amen. With a revelation in their heart, praise God, that convicting power of God, considering what God has told us. Consider how much He said He loved us. Consider how much He said He'd help us. Said, consider how much He promised to be with us always, even to the end of the way. He said, I'll not leave you. I'll not forsake you. I'll be with you. But the question is, will we be with Him? The Bible says when He comes, He said, Will I find faithfulness? Will I find faithfulness? Will they be there? Will they be people that'll be faithful when I come? Amen. That's what He's looking for. The devil was trying Him. The devil was tempting Him. But the Lord, when the devil tries us and He tempts us, what we got to do is take Him to the Word of God. Amen. We can then say, Lord, you know what? Lord, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid because, Lord, I know what You've told me. I know what You've promised me. I know what I have. Amen. We have inside us the gift of God, the promise of God. The devil was offering Jesus a false promise. As we read on in here in verses 8 through 10, He said, again, the devil taketh Him up into a high, exceeding high mountain and showed Him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And saith unto Him, all these things will I give thee. A life every time. I can't help read that without laughing. Amen. He said, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. You say, well, preacher, why do you learn that? Because it's not His to give. He don't own it. He's the prince and power of this present world, but praise God, He don't own the world. He don't own the universe, praise God. He's just here for a little while, and then He's gone. And He tells our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He says, all this will I give you. Amen. He was talking to the one, praise God, that made it all. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And hey, listen, if we're trusting, believing, because it's written that Jesus Christ is the one that made it all, then He's got it all in His hands. Amen. He can take care of it, and He can take care of you, and He can take care of me. Amen. And we can be satisfied in the Lord because of what He's already done. Then said Jesus unto him, He said, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written. He said, just go home and get out of here. Amen. And you know what the Lord said? You know, I've had about all of you I can stand. Amen. One day in a little while, youngins, the Lord's going to say, listen, devil, I've had about all of you I can stand. Amen. I like that old boy said, I've had my fill up of you, devil. Hey, praise God, you just get on out of here. You just go on. He said, you leave me alone. You leave my youngins alone. Praise God. Just go on, praise God. Amen. One of these days, he's going to be cast into his place. Devil, do you know devil and his demons got a place prepared for them? It's a place called hell. Amen. He's going to be cast in there, praise God. Cast into a bottomless pit, sealed up. amen, for 1,000 years. And then the Lord will open it for just a season. He'll come out of there thinking like a roaring lion, going about who him deceived, and praise God. Then God Almighty is going to judge him, and he's going to cast him into the lake of fire where the beast and the false prophets are. Amen. They're going to be gone. Why? He said, preacher, how do you know that? Because I believe every word. Every word that God has to tell me, I believe it. And he said, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Amen. Who are we serving today? I hate to say it, but I'll tell you who most of us are serving. We're serving self. Amen. We're self-servers. I'm not talking about at the gas pump either. Amen. I'm talking about being selfish in our desires and our needs and our attitudes. Amen. We ought to be serving Lord Jesus Christ, lifting up, magnifying the precious name of God for all the things that He's done for us, all that He's doing, because we believe every word that He tells us. And it'll make a difference in life. The Bible says, verse 11, said, then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Praise God. Those ministering spirits. Praise God, sent forth to minister to those who believe He was called according to His purpose. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, if we believe the Word, every word, we take it and apply it to our own lives, we believe it, then God Almighty's got folks that, folks in the portals of glory to help you and I. Those ministering spirits. And not only minister for them, but to minister for us. Praise God in the portals of glory. But we have to realize now, we have to ask our question tonight. In closing, I just want to ask you this question. Do you believe every word of God? Do we practice every word of God? The psalmist said, and I read in your hearing, David said, thy word have I hid in mine heart. See, it was an individual thing. That I might not sin against God, against thee, against God. Amen. He said, I hid it in my heart. I know what I know, I hid it in my heart so that I don't break God's heart. Amen. I wonder in our daily lives, are we living out what we say we believe? I mean, when you're clicking along and everything's going good, it's pretty good to be Christ-like, ain't it? Amen. Nod your head. Yeah, pretty easy, preacher. He said, but when things ain't going too good, when you have rough days, bad days, amen, still a good day in the Lord, praise God. He ain't never done nothing bad, put bad to you. But when you're having a bad day, do you still believe every word? You say, well, yeah, preacher, I still believe every word. Why do we act out then? Why don't we believe that God's got this too? That He's that constant when everything else is blowing apart. Amen. He's the one that holds it all in His hands. Amen. Remember I preached a while back how He's the one, that Bible says He holds it all together. He said all things, where in Him all things consist. That word means to hold together. So why don't we believe, if we believe every word, why don't we believe that He can hold our lives together? He can help us to be what He'd have us to be. Amen. For His glory. So we can praise God together. Believing every word He says and applying it to our own lives for God's glory. At the end, the devil will have to flee. Amen. Why? Because Jesus said, it is written. Every word is important. Amen. So we have to believe everybody. When the Bible says that we're to love our neighbor as ourself, I've asked you before, who's the closest neighbor we have? Our husband, our wife, our children. Amen? Hello? That's the closest neighbors we have. They don't get much closer than that. So the Bible says that we, according to every word of God, that we're supposed to love them. Amen. The Bible says that it starts at home. And then it goes to the neighborhood, goes to the church house, goes to the workplace, goes out into the world. See, we've been trying to do this thing backwards. Amen. We'll try to do it at the church house, but then we don't do it at our house. Let me ask you a question. I got to think about this today. Where do you spend most of your time other than work? At your house. Amen. So if we're going to practice something, we need to practice it where we spend most time. That may, when we come to the place where we don't spend as much time, praise God, we'll be good at it. Amen. But we try to come down to the house of God and we try to, you know, be holier than thou while we're at God's house, practicing it here, when we ought to be practicing over there. So we can come in here and praise God for what we've got. So we can get more, so we can take it back out there and practice some more for God's glory. Amen. Every word we're to be applying to our lives. Every word. Every word is important. There's not a word in here that's not important. This is the inerrant, infallible Word of God. And every word in it is important.